Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Steph's going to come out blazing tonight, watch. Blazing.
Fuck that light-skinned devil.
That's why he's going to come out blazing, because all you jokers hate him, not giving him the right respect. Now he's down Klay Thompson, basically.
No, Klay's not playing, I thought.
He's not playing? He's definitely out?
I thought he was
okay.
out.
Okay. Down Durant.
Yep.
And he's going to drop like 45 and they're going to win.
Now all he has is the ugly guy.
Well, that's not completely true. They're still pretty good.
Man, they got
Iguodala.
Iguodala, who's been a role player. Good role player.
Draymond.
That's the Cousins. Ugly dude. Boogie playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably out of shape, but I mean, it's.
I don't think that's enough to beat the Terminator.
The Terminator.
That's the only way. Like, there's
what
only
you're calling Kawhi?
There's only one way to explain Kawhi. No human, nobody born of mortals, like, acts the way he acts. First and foremost, name the last black guy that you've seen with straight back cornrows.
Snoop Dogg.
Like, that was how long ago?
Yeah, it was a minute ago. Yeah.
Like, those were things were cool in the, like, early 90s.
No, actually, I take that back. When I went to Dairy Queen, I saw some dude walking over there.
But that makes sense when you think about how often people go to Dairy Queen. People who consistently go to Dairy Queen probably are robots, too. I heard some bad reviews about Dairy Queen. Somebody hit me up and really disappointed.
Don't even tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want
to know. No. Not like they mess with the food. Oh. Just your I don't know, what do you call it when you put on the blizzard? Like, what would the
I don't put anything dressing? On the blizzard is perfection by itself.
You get straight
ice
cream?
Yes, Oreo blizzard.
No, that's the Oreo. Like, what would the Oreo?
They're not real Oreos. You already knew that. You think they got, like, bags of real Oreos crumbled up in the back? You think they got bags of real Butterfingers? Like, there's
that's not real Butterfingers. What did they sell? Why are they saying it's an Oreo blizzard then?
I mean, it's probably some knockoff, like, homemade remedy of.
I'd work too. I promise
you. Buy-
that's not where I came. Where I came from, we didn't eat. Like, my mom will buy the real Oreos. But when I was coming up, we didn't have the real Oreos. I'm not going back.
Do you like it or not? Do you like the Oreo Blizzard or not?
Now that I know.
You're thinking too much.
Now you're telling me that's not real Oreos, and the guy's telling me they're not using the real amount of Oreos that you're the standard amount of Oreos
like,
at the Dairy Queen.
Like,
I was going
to
go.
What's in a hot dog? I like hot dogs.
That's different. I don't need to know what's in a hot dog.
Why do you
need
to know
bad,
what?
But
is
I do need to know if it's because you're selling me an Oreo Blizzard. If they sold me a hot dog and it was something else, then I'd be pissed. I go there for Oreo Blizzard. Well, I haven't been there. Like, I'm probably going to start going to places that nobody wakes up and says that they're going to go and doing a.
So you're going to have Arby's 5 days a week.
Hell no. I won't go to Arby's again for 10 years.
What? Crystals? Anybody go to Crystals? That's sober?
Okay. I might go to Crystals.
Is Crystals even open before 2 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. But every experience I've ever had at Crystals has been great.
I know I've been. I don't remember any of it.
But I've been drunk.
Yeah.
So I don't remember if it was good or if it was bad. I just remember I was satisfied.
Are we turning this into fast food radio?
Listen, whoever writes the check, it's the off season. Somebody's got to write us a check.
Speaking of money, about Le'Veon Bell, bro.
That's why you don't do sleepovers. That is, I had it when I was back in the day, back when my running and ripping days. There was strictly no sleepover rule.
Okay, but he. Okay, two
girlfriends doesn't no sleepovers.
Two female acquaintances.
Yep,
vanished with more than $500,000 in jewelry.
How can they vanish with that much money when you're alert?
He wasn't there.
How do they have access to his place?
That's the question. Again. He said he returned from the gym on May 25th, found the women gone and his jewelry missing.
You think I'm gonna leave you in my house without? And you ain't got your titled as acquaintance.
So think about it. This man lost, what, 16 mil last year?
And just lost half.
And just lost half a
mil. No. Yeah, half a mil. Yeah. I'm sure it's insured. So
oh, yeah. Come on. Really?
The point is, fellas.
You think that was insured? You think Le'Veon Bell took the time to insure his jewelry?
No, Le'Veon Bell didn't take all of that time out. His agent.
The same agent who recommended he didn't play last year for 16 mil?
That's different. When your financial planners and all those other people are doing stuff, yeah, I'm sure. Like, the minute you make a purchase like that that's worth that much, you better have that stuff insured.
What?
It might even be rented.
It was two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant with black and white diamonds, and a Rolex watch. That's it? That was worth 520 grand?
Dude, if the diamond is colored, it's probably pretty expensive.
Well, white diamonds can't be expensive?
You just said white diamond. Black and white diamonds.
Well, why you got to call it the colored one?
I was talking about colors in general because most diamonds don't have a color.
Okay.
It could have been a yellow, red, whatever kind of diamond.
Oh, you're talking about the
like the black
part.
And white. Yeah, the black and white. You. Those are probably pretty hard to find.
Cut. Clarity.
Color, clarity.
And there's some other C.
Carat.
Cost.
Carat. How big it is.
Why is there not a fifth C with cost?
Because those four equal cost.
Yeah, Le'Veon, man. Dang, Le'Veon.
Yep. Thanks, Josh.
I think he's making this up.
My bad. I went back. Josh Wathan brought me back to...
Oh, that's what
bad memories.
I think he's making this up. I think he just wants people to think he had two female acquaintances at his house at the same time.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he don't need to make that part up. I'm sure he can.
Bro, have you heard his rap song?
Have you seen whack rappers? The one thing they have going for them, they have women in their videos. The blue face guy who's worse than Silk the Shocker. He's got talent.
What
in
about
his
the dude? Did you see the dude that stole the money from the corporate card? The rapper.
No.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Country, did you hear about this? There's some... Why are you laughing? Why is he laughing at you? What? Wait, why are you
just
laughing?
Just get to the story, man. Get to the story. It's bad radio. Downtown.
Why are you laughing at Country?
You just said...
Country, did you hear
about it? Yeah, it wasn't hood. Did you hear about the rap? Did you hear about the... gangster, did you hear about the rap? You said country. Even though I'm sure country... Actually, why are you looking that up? Music at the video game venues. Is it... frowned upon? Do y'all play that in the background, or is it like nothing? Nothing. It's just we just hear a finger snap.
I mean, there's enough ambience going on already as far as those go. Like usually, we just have like the mainstream setup, like sound.
But there is something going on.
Yeah,
there is some
type of sound in the background.
Have you ever heard of Chad Focus?
Next question.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of Chad Focus.
So this dude.
That is the wackest name I ever heard in my life.
This dude stole $4.1 million on a company credit card to build his rap career.
First and foremost, if you're a rapper, you know, I guess that's ambition. I'm not mad at it. It's not my company, but I'm not, that's probably why I'm not mad at it. We ain't got $4 million to steal.
Okay, his songs had more than 4 million views on YouTube, and more than 180,000 people followed his posts on Instagram.
Oh.
He spent $65,000 on custom jewelry, including a custom bear-shaped pendant worth more than 10 Gs. And he was saying on Instagram he'll teach people how to be rich as he was stealing money. The problem is all that he paid for. It was all fake followers. Like, it was basically bots.
Yeah, that's how... it's a lot. Did you see what? Did you? Well,
even
you,
the listens.
Me and like you can buy those, but we didn't
that's what
have
he's
to.
Doing.
We didn't have to like when we kind of got going with Twitter. Like you don't have to really worry about it now. Twitter actually went and took away.
Yeah, I remember
all
that.
The bots. So it was people who lost like tons of followers.
Yeah, I remember that. $4.1 million on a company credit card. Anyway, I saw it the other day and I meant to mention it last night and I just completely forgot. Best jobs in college football. Athlon Sports had a list that I heard Frangie talking about earlier, so it just got me thinking. Went and looked the list up, and it's like from early May. I won't keep you in suspense. Georgia was ranked by this person, the best job in college football, which I don't understand at all. What I want to do is I want to converse on what our top 10 is. Like, what would be your top 10 jobs in college football to be a head coach at? and then let's compare it to his top 10 and critique where he's at. I have a feeling our top 10s would be fairly similar. Not many up north.
True.
So we'll get to that coming up next. Now I'm a tell-em, world tell-em. I'm a tell-it everywhere I go. Tell-em, world tell-em. Yeah, I'm a billboard. Tell-em, world tell-em. And I'm broadcasting like a radio. Tell-em, world, you ought to know. I'm brand new.
The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Make sure you get to ABC this weekend, or bump this weekend. What, tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the day you should go and stock up for the weekend. You probably should go on thehumidor.com right now, tonight,
yep,
and get your cigars. Have them go ahead and get delivered. Put Sports Den in the coupon code, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. I'm really excited that they have started the construction at the town center.
Yep.
For ABC.
Three of my favorite places.
Oh, the car wash.
Wawa. The Scrubbles, is it right? Yeah. It's still advertised with the station. We can drop them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, we're so concerned about that. We've been bad-mouthing half the people that do.
But I mean, but those places are awesome. Like they deserve props.
Best job in college football is what? Tell me right off the top of your head. What is the best job?
Alabama.
In college football.
Right now, Bama.
Dan okay, Clemson. So let's put some parameters on this. So let's say, take away where, understand everything's cyclical. Don't make it about who the coach is there right now. Let's say every job opened up at the same time right now. You could choose. It'd still be Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you said Clemson?
Yep.
My 1A and 1B would be Alabama and Texas.
I forgot. Yeah, Texas has got to be up there.
Yeah, that would be my 1A and 1B. There's not a world where Georgia is number one. And that's what Athlon Sports, whoever wrote this, says the sleeping giant is awake. Perhaps no job in the country offers the best of every world like Georgia. Great recruiting base, great place to live, great fan base, you get the point. The one knock, the administration hasn't necessarily been all in as some of the Bulldogs' rivals in the league. There's nothing that he said in there that's right. Not mm-hmm. a single thing. Like, I would say that administration has proven that they're pretty much all in. I mean, what have they wanted they haven't gotten in the last 10 years besides a trophy? I mean, the facilities are on point. They're building new facilities.
Maybe it's one of those things where, is this the job that, like, if you were coaching, would you want to be here?
Well, of course, right. You'd want to be.
But the thing is, like, you're going to be well compensated. You're going to be in a top five recruiting database, recruiting hotbed with Florida right there. You're going to have unlimited resources, or pretty good unlimited, pretty good resources, and you know that all you got to do is win a division title. And compete for the SEC championship, and more than likely, you're not going to be fired.
Well, until Mark Richt got fired.
After a decade.
I'm not saying it's not a good job. It's a top 10 job. It is not the number one job. Like, yes, there is a great recruiting base, but everybody's recruiting Atlanta right now.
But right now, if you go to Bama, if you take over after Saban, you are more than likely going to be fired if you have the same results that Kirby or Mark Richt had. You won't get bumps. You won't get bonuses.
Okay, so then Texas, Ohio State. No, I forget Ohio State.
Ohio State would be a good job too.
I don't see, like, it's Michigan. Not the best recruiting base in your backyard. It's not. It's not. It is a great place to live. It's not the best place to live. It's not. I mean, it is a great fan base, yes, but it's not any different fan base than what Alabama has, or Florida has, or Texas has, or Clemson has, or it's not any better than any of those. right? It's the same. So, I mean, I guess what my point is what makes this job number one?
And you have the entire state. You're the flagship. There's no
Arkansas has the whole state.
Yeah, but then Arkansas doesn't have a tenth of the athletes that Georgia has in the state.
But my okay, so if you're going to use those.
What I'm saying, the biggest thing is if I'm a coach and I get that job, I know I have a five-year – I have at least 5 years before my seat gets even relatively warm. They're not used to winning championships.
I'm going to put Texas at one.
Even Texas. Like, let's be honest. Deep money, a lot of those things. What – they know Tom Herman, they would like Tom Herman to win a national championship. If Tom Herman don't win a national championship, what is it like what was it? Mac? When was it before Mac? How many years had it been?
Oh, like Daryl Royal or something like that, probably.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Texas is Georgia with more money.
A lot more money.
Yeah, a lot more money. But the job security is you like Tom Herman goes out there, wins, competes a little bit, beats Oklahoma more times than not, he's gonna be fine. Yeah. I'm shocked they ran Charlie Strong. But the only reason they ran Charlie Strong out of there is because Charlie Strong wasn't the first choice or the second or third.
I mean, Charlie Strong didn't have that great of a run there either, bro.
Charlie Strong went in there and got rid of a whole bunch of people that Charlie Strong did what Randy Shannon did in Miami. Like, he went in there, but the only thing is he did too much. He ran that's why I'm shocked. Actually, more I think about the Willie thing, but Willie didn't run anybody off because he couldn't, but Charlie went in there and went way overboard. It was right.
Yeah.
He got discipline and all the things that people talk about. Yeah, we want our guys to be good citizens. But damn it, if you don't win no games, they're going to fire you.
Will Muschamp was the exact same way at Florida.
Don't nobody care about all this citizenship stuff. We want wins. That's why I laugh and chuckle when they talk about guys in the league like that.
Well, the way this guy has it listed is it's Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas, Florida.
This is disrespectful. This disrespect is way through the roof. Right
hold on, hold on. Let me get to the top 10. Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas, Florida, USC, Clemson, Oklahoma, Florida State, and LSU. That's his top 10. USC's, regardless of what they've done, that is a great job.
Yep.
Did you say
Notre Dame?
No. Notre Dame is not a top job because they still got the
– academic
research. Yeah. It's still – fairly hard to get guys in. I believe Florida and Florida State are both top 10 jobs.
Yes.
Purely, and I believe Florida's a better job purely from a money standpoint. There's more money in Gainesville than there is in Tallahassee at the University of Florida.
Yes.
So that's the only reason why I would put them ahead. But I also believe that Texas A&M has got to be in there for that. The same reasons that they've got Texas so high is all the money in the world, same recruiting base. Like, I mean, facilities top notch.
Except for you're talking about people who have won national championships.
Except for Georgia.
Let me finish. Since we've had color TV. Texas A&M has not won a national championship since the last Great War.
When did color TV come about?
I guess like in the 40s, mid-40s.
No.
Yeah, no.
Really? That long ago?
Technicolor was – they haven't won – you never remember me saying Texas A&M has not won –
I didn't know that – I thought color TV was like the 60s.
No, they had – like it just became more prevalent, I believe, in the 60s.
Oh.
It was around. But my thing is this. Like, you can't say you're a top program if – we were getting our news like right before movies came on. Like, again, Mussolini and them boys was having was all the rage the last time that Texas A&M won a championship. But the money, right? You're right. The money part and the comfortability. Jimbo ain't got to win a national championship.
Yeah.
Jimbo just has to make them relevant.
If you take, I mean, it would be hard to argue with the guys top 10. I mean, there's some people that could argue that Michigan should be in that top 10. I'm scrolling through here to see somebody
else. I would say Michigan is a facilities, money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, terrible recruiting base up there, though. Awful. You got to travel to recruit if you're in Michigan. That's the thing about these Texas and Florida schools is you're there. And you can say Alabama, Georgia, Clemson's kind of the same way. They're close enough. But mine would – I'd go Texas, Alabama, like something like Florida, Ohio State, Texas A&M. Right now – oh, no, my bad. Clemson goes ahead of Florida. So Clemson would be three right now. Then I go like Florida, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Florida State, LSU, Southern Cal. Something along those lines. Now you got to put Oklahoma in there because of their resources. It's not a great recruiting state, but you are close to Texas. I don't think people realize how big of a deal that is because. And it's not just a matter of how far you have to travel. It's where your focus is. So if you're in the state of Florida, you can focus on the state of Florida. And people will make the argument all the time about should Florida teams be recruiting California kids? Like, why go all the way out there, spend your resources, but more important, waste your time when everything you need is in your backyard? Well, if you're in Oklahoma or you're at Ohio State, you don't have that conversation. You have to spend your time in other places.
It's just, I think it becomes different. And it's why you see different brands of football, which is why I was just doing Mark Rogers' weekly podcast or FSU thing. We were talking about it, which is why I like bowl games so much. Because you see so many, this is the only time you can see different styles. SEC, typically everybody plays the same style of football. ACC, blah, blah, blah. And most of it's the team that's starting to win. That's the pace that they take. But in the Midwest, give me a good old corn-fed lineman with some underbeard and some dip. And thus, they got plenty of that because you can win the battle in the trenches. So and now Ohio State, all they got to do is go in the South, find five to six in all those Southern states skill players that you really can't get up that way.
You think Ohio State plays that way, though? I don't think Ohio State plays that way at all.
They have a good offensive line play. Their offensive linemen, they don't have to go out of the state to get offensive linemen, but they can.
Really good at the skill positions. No, but
that's my point. It's like the disadvantage that Florida schools have or Georgia schools, well, most of Florida is that we don't breed linemen like that. But Georgia has linemen like that. Alabama definitely not getting it done from a skill player position, but they can go to some podunk town and find them a thoroughbred. But now you don't – like the focus, if you can win in the trenches, you can win a lot of football games.
Where would you put Miami?
Miami is a top 20 program in terms of – and it's not about the money or the resources. They've done Miami's done the best job of branding their program in the NCAA. They will always have that old school 1980s – mystique until they keep being a non-factor for another 10 years.
I would not put them in the top 20. I'd put them around 30. Here's why I say that. The only thing that they have going for them is recruiting. That's it. They have no stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They have no fan support. They have no money.
I would argue they don't have fan support in the terms that they're going to fill a stadium. They do have fan support. Their fans are rabid, and they like it because they embody it. They take it's the city. It represents one of the best cities around, and they're willing to, like, as far as coaches go, if you win, they'll pay. They might not pay over $5 million, but they've got enough to pay $5 million to their. Now, where it's going to hurt them is if this new trend of paying your coach $5+ million and paying your coordinators.
Well, that's not going anywhere.
That's when you'll start to see them slowly, like.
That's not going anywhere. And when I say fan support, like what you need right now at the college game, and it's not about the cash that it brings in, it's about recruiting. You need these recruits to come to a game unless they're from Miami and grew up a Miami fan and their parents grew up Miami. You need them to come to a game and they need to see a rabid fan base fill a stadium on campus. They need that.
But that's the thing. It's that they're still in Miami. Until Florida truly falls off, Miami, Dade, Broward, the Treasure Coast, all of that stuff right there is going to always have enough guys for them to be able to pluck. They'll come up to Jacksonville, get a couple guys, and then they're going to find somebody who's just tired of living in the cold, and they want to be near the beach. And, yes, the game, they can't mimic the game culture. But as a guy who's gone on a visit there, they can. There's very few cities. Atlanta, L.A., Miami. I'm shocked nobody in Vegas is any good between. I know there's bags in Vegas, and I know you can have a great time in Vegas. Those are probably the only places that you can have the visit that you can have there.
They've got them at 21 on this list, right behind UCLA.
But you brought up fan bases. USC is and UCLA, but USC has the prestige. But USC was dead in the water before Pete Carroll got there, and they're going right back down. They don't support their team when they're not winning.
Bro,
LA doesn't support anything.
USC Stadium seats like 100,000.
I know
people.
What they see, but do you
there's 60, 70, 80,000 at every game.
Do you not remember? Like, did you not see the 30 for 30 that they did on USC and how nobody showed up to those games until Pete Carroll started winning?
I mean,
and now if, when they're winning, they can get rappers. They get everything else to make kids want to go. Mm. I mean, I think it's. I'm not arguing that it's not a top 10 program. I'm just saying, like, they don't support them as well as Miami does because they're the LA team.
They've got just outside the top 10. The next 10 goes Michigan, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Penn State, Auburn, Tennessee, Washington, Oregon, Nebraska, and then UCLA. Tennessee 16 right now? I mean, 16? Tennessee's ahead of Oregon?
Yes.
Tennessee's ahead of Nebraska?
Yes.
In what way?
Like, I mean, I guess I just have to, what do you, like?
No, just to explain, like, where do you think Tennessee's better than Nebraska at?
Well, no. Yes, recent, not that far off, and then a rabid fan base. Just like Nebraska has, they sell their stadium out
for a spring game. Nebraska sells their outs for a spring game.
But Tennessee's regular seasons, they're pretty packed. They're Rocky Top. They won a winner. They're the flagship of that state. They produce. I mean, Nebraska sells it out, but I don't remember the last time Nebraska was even relevant. Nebraska's not what it was when I was growing up.
When was Tennessee relevant?
A lot sooner than Nebraska. Yeah. I mean, Nebraska
won in what, 98?
That was no.
They won in 96,
Tennessee
I know.
Tennessee won in 98.
Oh, that was the Florida State year?
Yeah.
Hold on.
FSU went 98, 99, 2000. 2001, Nebraska went to the, and that's where Eric Crouch almost died because of John Vilma. But other than that, maybe they're the same.
Let me see. So 97. Okay, 97 was their last one. They've won 5.
Yes.
1970, 1971, 94, 95, and 97. Let me see. Tennessee's
only won one.
Yeah, so I mean, but what and there was 2 years difference.
Ask a kid if they're going to Lincoln or if they would rather go to Knoxville.
Tennessee claims 6, by the way. Yeah. 38, 40, 50, 51, 67, and 98. They claimed one that they lost, had 2 losses in 67.
That's just an SEC thing. Alabama claims a lot of them that they ain't necessarily won either. It was a time when nobody could really refute it.
You think if you went to the average player and you said your 2 offers are Tennessee or Nebraska, that they'd pick Tennessee?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Bro, Nebraska has.
I think that it depends where they live, too. I think that's a big thing. Like if you went to Texas, I don't think they would. If you went to Florida, they probably would. They probably would. Nebraska, I got to think, has more.
Yeah, they got a. Nebraska's just got this hype because everybody likes the Freeze Man.
Who?
Frost, whatever his name is. Let me show you. Let's see where they're at because the Scott Frost. Wait a minute. I must have passed it. No way. They're not that bad. Can't be that bad.
What, recruiting-wise?
Oh, yes, they are that bad. You asked a solid question, and we can go Google. We can go look this up. They're not in the top 50 in recruiting right now.
Are you serious? Where, how many commits they got? Like two?
Three. That's not a top 20 program. Now, Tennessee has six, but it's not very much. That's not a lot either. But even when you go back and you look at what Tennessee has been doing in recruiting the last couple of years, Nebraska sucked last year too. That's why I don't understand all this hype. They've been 4-8 two consecutive years. They didn't do anything to bring in better talent.
The hype is purely on Frost and their quarterback. That's all the hype is on. That hype will go away quick if they don't win early. What does their schedule look like this year? Let's see. You got the better computer over there. Nebraska football schedule.
All right. They play here. South Alabama, Colorado, who I think Colorado wins that, Northern Illinois, then Illinois. Lost to Ohio State. Probably lost to Northwestern. They'll beat Minnesota. Probably beat Indiana. Lose to Purdue.
Dang.
Get trounced by Wisconsin. Beat Maryland. Lose to Iowa, which is probably should be in the top 20 of jobs because apparently you don't have to do anything at Iowa. I think Kirk Ferentz was coaching when I was in high school.
You've got them losing six games?
That's what I just rattled off?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're better than
Colorado. You said Colorado.
I think Colorado's coach is better, and I think they have better talent. I think Ohio State is better than them.
Right.
I think Northwestern at this point is just a better program.
You said Purdue.
I think Purdue is better.
Four.
Has
you
a better
Wisconsin,
coach.
That's five.
Wisconsin.
You said Iowa. Six. So you got them going 6-6.
And that's an if. Illinois have better recruiting classes. But I just don't think they're going to lose to Illinois.
Wow.
Minnesota's got a good coach, but I don't think they're going to lose to Minnesota.
Who, Fleck?
Yeah.
Mr. saying that everything that's wrong with the country is wrong with the kids because of
he's saying what every old person says.
And he's had three jobs in the last.
Yep. I don't understand why these kids can't be why these kids just aren't committed like we used to be. Denny says a guy with on his third wife and on his 10th job.
We're not really talking about P.J. Fleck. He really has not had three wives.
No, I'm not saying P.J. Fleck.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
In general.
It's just some people who have the gall to talk about the kids. I'm like, look who they following.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay. You living your best life. Let that kid live their best life.
Speaking of, what about Chris Steele? What about this dude?
I just think kids like being recruited again, man. That's all I got.
My goodness. Let's get into that. We'll get into that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all.
Denham D. MedSpot. DenhamDMedSpot.com is where you need to go. If you need to lose a little bit of weight, you guys know the drill. Y'all listen to us every single night. You've been talking about getting into Denham D. MedSpot. This is the one thing I will say about that place. Every time somebody goes, we hear about how much they love it. Like, I don't know about you, but I'll occasionally get like a tweet or a DM or something like that. Hey, went into Therapy Med Spa, or, you know, I've lost 20 pounds or, you know, whatever. And it's always like, love the place. It's a great place. They've got a great business over there. Dr. Capasso, good staff. They do a variety of things. Like, we don't do it justice. You need to go in there and see everything that they do. If you've got an anniversary coming up or you've got wife's birthday, girlfriend's birthday, whatever, I would recommend going by that place. Probably not buying her anything good anyway.
Very true.
Yeah. I'd go by there. My wife's, like, easy to buy for. Really easy. I either go by the NMD. Or there's this place at the town center called Altered State that if I get her anything from there, she's cool. Okay. She's cool. Thank you, country. 41-33.
The light skins are losing, but that doesn't mean anything.
It means absolutely nothing.
They've been losing. They lose. Like, Toronto beat them three quarters. And they just blew up and won.
That's weird they started. Because it's in Cali, right? It's in Golden State?
Mm-hmm.
So they started that game at, like, what, 6 o'clock out there? 5:30 out there? I will say this. Like, I would like to live in Cali strictly for the fact that on Sundays, the first game's at 10 a.m. When I used to work out there a lot, like, you roll out of bed on Sundays and 10 a.m. is right there.
I used to be jealous of the West Coast when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you'll get a chance to watch all that good football.
Mm-hmm.
You could watch 60 Minutes. You didn't have to worry about 60 Minutes being interrupted.
Right.
I could watch The Simpsons. I could watch whatever I wanted to watch. And I would just think, like, you could get up. Because, like, the couple times my mom would force me to go to church,
mm-hmm.
I would be sitting there like, man, hope this guy hurries up, man. 1 o'clock is coming strong. And he keeps saying, give me 5 more minutes. He said that an hour ago. So you're sitting back thinking, like, all right, we got to get to the house real quick. But, like, then you could watch some football before church.
Mm-hmm.
Go enjoy a Sunday service, see some football after that, and then you still got your whole day.
True. I that was the advantage of growing up in Louisiana. Preacher, he ain't going long for a Saint. If the Saints got a 1 o'clock kickoff, you're out of there.
I'm not going to lie, man. I didn't know anything. I went to church a lot more in college,
mm-hmm.
because – that's when they started making these, like, the mixed churches or whatever.
The mixed churches?
Well, the churches that were white, but the black people were there. It wasn't like how most Sundays are segregated.
Okay.
But you can go there. Music was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get used to it a little bit, but it was good. It's like going to a rock concert. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was 30 minutes.
Mm.
One time he had, like, a little timer, like, up there. I'm like, woo, all right, we out. We go in, go to that 10 o'clock service, and we're done. And I go check in for treatment at the stadium, get my food,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm able to sit down and watch the games.
Yeah. My grandfather was a preacher for 60 years.
Wow.
And I guarantee you he never missed kickoff of a Saints game.
That's good. God bless him.
If they would have been playing in London, they'd have canceled church if they had that 9 a.m. kickoff.
Can you push it back?
I don't know.
Can you, like, say, hey, God, hey, listen, church announcements.
Due to
the Jags game, Sunday service will be put with Sunday. Actually, yeah, Sunday service will not start until noon. We will have a special showing of the Jaguars game at church. If you would like to come at 9 a.m., the Starbucks inside the church will be open for you to be able to get snacks. You're more than welcome to come into the main sanctuary and partake in beverages and food.
I'm so ready for football season. It's amazing how whatever your expectations for your team are is how ready you are for football season. Because I'll be honest, the last couple years, when the Jags and the Gators both, the expectations were nothing going in. I was like, okay, it'll get here when it gets here. Now, let's go. I'm ready for the Miami game. And I think a lot of it also probably has to do, like, I'm ready for some of our guys. This will be the first year we have guys starting all over the country in college. So this will be, like, the first time. So I'm excited for that. But Hacker and I did Gator Bites today. And Hacker just cannot wrap his – he thinks I'm bluffing. He thinks I'm kidding. He thinks I'm just trolling. When I tell him that Florida's first big game isn't until mid-September. Miami is not a big game for Florida. It's a big game, but it's not a contest. It is unfair. It's like, and he keeps bringing it up, and he's like, man, come on. He's like, I'm going to put Leon Searcy on. Put him on me. Like, fine. What? Give me one area.
By the way, I just saw Big Searcy when I was leaving. He wasn't eating lemon pepper wings.
When you were leaving where?
This is on Aromas.
Oh. He wasn't?
I was just joking. Oh. He had just got it.
Oh.
But, yeah.
But tell me one area. One area that concerns you if you're a Gator fan. It's like, really, they don't have a quarterback. This is their coach's first game ever. Their play caller hadn't called plays in how long?
Forever.
It's been a minute. Better part of what, a decade?
He's a pro style. He's got a pro style background, but now he's running the spread.
I'm not trying to troll Miami guys. I'm being as serious as I can be when I say this. I ain't worried about y'all. I don't even think it's one of those games where it gets to halftime and it's good. I think it's just a bad game from about 10 minutes in on. See LSU last year. Like, if we're being honest, Miami fans, who was better? Last year's team going in or this year's team going in? Last year's team.
Miami?
Yes. All we heard is about these explosive playmakers they had at receiver.
They're all back.
All of them?
Most of them.
Were they explosive?
I mean, we heard the same thing about UF. UF just had a better record.
I would say Florida's receivers played pretty well.
I mean, you're probably right. I mean, I don't have anything to, like, I don't have Miami's stats right in front of me.
The only edge Miami has is Florida's offensive line and Miami's linebackers.
Miami's defensive line is pretty good. They just aren't deep.
I'm saying, like, if you go position, like, Miami's linebackers are better than Florida's linebackers. Miami's defensive line and Florida's defensive line you've got – Florida's got a quarterback that's miles ahead of anything you've got.
Dude.
They've got a coach that's miles ahead of anything you've got. We've gone through the Florida receiving numbers.
I'm saying you don't want to hear this, but, like, their numbers are – from a receiving standpoint and combined throwing are comparable. So, I mean, like, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, if that's the marker that we can only use what we have. So, I mean.
No, here's what you use is who's better.
I think Jeff Thomas.
Who's Cager, passing game
actually,
is better?
Actually, you know, I'll say this. Cager left. So, I don't know why
he's
they
the dude
on
that
him,
just quit football, right?
No, that's the one that went to Georgia.
They had one that just isn't playing anymore, health reasons or something like that.
It wasn't. Him, but even Cager's numbers weren't really that great.
Who's got the better receiving corps?
I'm gonna give you guys the edge on that.
Who's got the better quarterback?
Oh, you guys definitely.
Who's got the better running back?
I like DJ Dallas better than you guys' running back.
Oh man, I'll disagree with you on that one. 716 says Denny, you are too high on the Gators' offense. Okay, maybe I am
not suggesting that. I'm telling you this, though. I do know that their defense, I don't know how involved Manny's going to be with their defense. I guess he would have to be, right, because he was the architect. Their defense is very opportunistic and very athletic. And even in the LSU game, once they kind of settled in, like, LSU took advantage that they had no offense going. And if that happens again, yeah, it'll be a long night. But the craziest thing about Miami is if they get a couple turnovers, man, like, that moment, they play off of that momentum. That being said, they're not winning. They're not beating you guys.
We're talking about, and this is the thing that frustrates me, is we're talking about a Miami team that after the Florida State game lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their last 7 games.
That happens. Outside of the year they caught lightning in the bottom.
No, that's my point. Like, that's what I was telling Hacker. That's what I'm supposed to be worried about? As a Florida fan, I'm supposed to be concerned about a team with a brand new head coach that I don't know who their quarterback is, and then their last 7 games, they've lost 6 of them. Like, that's supposed to, but I'm supposed to be concerned about that game? No, man. I'm way more worried about Kentucky or Tennessee than I am Miami.
Ooh. Ow. Miami fans hate me. This is when Miami fans would be blowing me up. or sending in pictures and stuff on the text line.
What am I saying that's even arguable?
I think Miami.
They lost six of their last seven. That's a fact.
Yeah, but I say that stuff all the time. When I was talking major trash, they lost seven in a row.
Well, I'm talking about recent stuff. They lost six of their last seven. It's a fact. They don't have a quarterback. That's a fact. They have a coach who hasn't called plays in 6, 7, 8 years. That's a fact. They have a head coach who's never been a head coach. That's a fact. Florida ended the year last year on a high note. They have a coach with a ton of experience. They have a quarterback with a ton of experience. All facts. There's nothing I just said that's an opinion. So, we'll see. I mean, I'll be eating crow if they come in and they play us even good. Because I think it's a 17-point game, 21-point game when it's all said and done. All right, you know what? We always shoot straight on the show, right?
Shoot straight.
I'm lying when I say that. The only reason why I'm saying that is I'm protecting myself. I think this is like a 42-14 game. That's what I think this is.
40-burger?
Yeah. And I'm not saying they're going to put off 40 on their defense. I'm saying I got no faith in Miami's offense.
You're saying they're going to score 21? Florida's defense is going to score 21 on Miami's offense?
No, I didn't say 21 specifically. Maybe 14 indirectly. And so, in like 716, Rick was a terrible OC, didn't he? Well, this time last year, everybody, y'all were telling me.
When they hired Mark Rick, do you remember what I was saying?
I mean, vaguely. I mean, we both thought it was a good hire.
I said it wasn't a bad hire, but we're back. We're winning. I was like, guys, there's nothing that should make you believe you're going to win championships with Mark Rick. He's going to be a good person. They should have let him stay. Give him his 5 years, stabilize the program. Manny could have done his work at Temple and then come back. And you would have probably been in a similar position.
My question is a serious one for you, 716. What do you think Enos is? What is it about Enos that makes you think he's going to be better than Mark Rick? I'm just curious. And I'm not going to make fun of anything you're answering.
I think
a lot of
people don't remember that he was not the offensive coordinator last year at Bama.
He's a quarterback coach.
Yeah, but people believe he was the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator at Alabama is the head coach at Maryland right now.
Mm-hmm. Loxley. Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm saying all this stuff is I just can't find a reason to believe that this thing goes any other way. And I'm not trying to be cocky Florida fan. I'm really not. Like I'll tell you that my concern is that Florida doesn't have depth in positions. That
what position?
Offensive line, mainly. Mainly offensive line. I'm a little concerned, like that front seven defensively, just from. I think they've got plenty of talent, but if we're talking about experience depth, I don't know. My long-term concern for Florida next year is they don't have enough depth to reach their expectations. That's not a concern for week one, though. I may feel differently if this was in mid-October, late October. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get to 8 o'clock. We got 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out!
52-38 Toronto now. My bad, 52-40. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. In the first half, it's 8 o'clock, brought to you by Loose Air Quality. You guys know what Loose Air Quality does by now. They do air quality. It says it in their name. Dang, it's not that hard. What is air quality? It's like mold, stuff like that. If you're concerned about it, if you look up, you've got black marks by your vents on your ceiling, or it's always humid in your house, somebody's always got a headache, somebody's always sick, or you got a business and you're concerned about it. then what you do is you go to looseairquality.com. That's L-U-C-E airquality.com or call 904-803-1014. They'll come out. They'll do environmental testing. They'll tell you what's going on with your air. And then it's up to you from there. They'll give you advice on how to get it fixed if it needs to be fixed. If it doesn't, then you just kind of have a peace of mind there that you're good. If you're having questions, though, the odds are you need to get it checked out. Serious health issues and serious costs associated with bad air quality if you let it sit for a while. That's looseairquality.com, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Do you have a 8 o'clock tonight?
Aaron Rodgers.
What's wrong with that? What happened now?
Well, first, his ability to chug a beer bothers me. His inability to chug a beer bothers me. His smugness, though, bothers me even more. I am starting to understand why his family hates him.
Mm, dear. Okay.
Well, don't geez me. No, I don't care. I don't give a damn how much my mom might have pissed me off. Now, I have a really probably, now that I found out, more strangely really good relationship with my mom than most people don't. My mom is my ace. But
I'm a mama's boy, too.
Okay, perfect example. We talk about my father. Mm-hmm. Pretty right. I don't hate my father anymore. But even when I was, like, mad that he wasn't there, like, if I found out there was, like, a major fire in Columbus, Ohio, I would at least try to see if he got burned or something when I hated him. I check on him.
Right.
Like, he's dealing with some issues, and I talk to him now, you know, to make sure that the old man is okay. It's the right thing to do. This man doesn't even call. He does a benefit for the fires, but doesn't even call to check up on his mom.
That's petty.
Like, that's too much. Like, just too much. But he's good. Top 10 quarterback. Easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But his thing was like, it's funny. It's good to have. I'm glad that there are other quarterbacks who can chug beer better than me, because at least now they can say that they do something better than me. Pump your brakes, slow your roll. You got the same amount of Super Bowls as Nick Foles.
He's just got one?
Yeah. Like, we always talk about him like he's a sure thing when it comes to that, but he's been on some pretty
–
he's got his numbers.
He's got more than one, right?
Exactly. Like, we look – I'm like, yo, bro, like, maybe you should just chill.
Wow. I thought he had two. But you're right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Huh. 316, I could make that my head. Oh, actually, no, because I don't hate Carlton. But Carlton can chug a beer better than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I bet. I'm willing to bet.
I bet you he can get after a wine cooler.
Oh, this is why we need Facebook Live. Did you see it?
No.
Aaron, like the offensive lineman in front of him?
Right.
Like an offensive lineman should. Right. I believe that guy can protect my quarterback.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers
isn't in the beer tax bracket anymore. He's in the wine and cheese tax bracket now.
Well, technically they were courtside, so I wouldn't expect anybody courtside to be chugging beer anyway. But
Aaron Rodgers just wanted to get the most out of that $12 beer.
He's not even the good robot. Like, Kawhi, I can expect Kawhi to drink a beer like that because he hasn't been programmed to know how to drink.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers, like that's nothing.
Like, you live in Green Bay.
Yeah, like they drink with cheese and beer.
Right.
That's all they do.
Right.
Like, you should know how to drink a beer at this point. Like, I'm starting to understand why his people don't hate him, why Brett Favre didn't like him, like why nobody seems to like this guy. It's just he's smug.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
But just anybody else gives that clap back, I probably am like, all right, cool. But this, nah, man.
There's people that will argue that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football. And I can see that argument. Like, he makes some insane throws. But, yeah, I mean, you start comparing Super Bowls. I never thought about it. Like, he's got the same amount of Super Bowls as Trent Dilfer retired with.
You know, I'm not. I know other people. He quoted Hove, the mayor.
What are you talking about?
I told him all right, we cool on the Drake stuff. I'm glad you doubled down, but like, can we get some?
Oh, Jay-Z his last tweet. Yeah.
Yeah, he just gave a Jay-Z quote.
The 1010 XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures 316 says, just tuned in tonight. Whatever arguments I missed, James was right and Denny was wrong. Okay. 563, we already got into that. He said his 8 o'clock was Le'Veon Bell with this being robbed by two girlfriends. We actually opened the show with that.
If you need to be, you want to know how to be successful and not get robbed by two chicks, don't have sleepovers. Don't let them in your. Don't let any unauthorized people in your house.
Mm. Or maybe you hide the $560,000 worth of jewelry. Maybe. There's a thought.
If you have that much, wear it. Like, why did you come out the house without that?
It was at the gym.
You have a safe. There's lockers in there. It's safer at the gym than it is in your own house.
Like, shouldn't he have a safe at his house though?
Why are acquaintances at your house when you're not there?
That's very true. That's very true. People not liking my predictions for Miami and Florida. 716 says 42-14. Get the hell out of here. Florida couldn't score 42 on their best day.
Yeah, they
especially
could.
Not on that defense.
Yes, they could.
I've
seen them score 42.
404 says Florida's replacing almost their whole line. Y'all will beat Miami, but enjoy your 8 wins after. 716 says offense line can destroy your offense. 404 says UF will be 9-3 next year. Who cares about the bowl? If that's good with Gator Nation, then so be it. Well, who's your 404? Just curious, who's your team?
That's been my only point about all of the brat. Just in general with the Big Three, like one, all the going back and forth. We're all playing second fiddle to Alabama and Clemson, and this isn't right. Not saying we should form like Voltron and attack them.
Get a super team.
But like all of this going back and forth, like at the end of, in 5 years, are any of us going to be satisfied with just being where we're at? Well, Florida in 5 years, no matter if you believe Mullen is the second coming of whatever.
Well, the reality though is that oh my gosh, you see that shot from Curry. The reality is.
It was a timeout though, right? It didn't count, right?
Oh. Is if 5 years from now, None of them should expect a national championship.
Watch this.
Wow. They caught that on the offense?
Nah, I think that was, couldn't have been offense. Oh, it was.
Wow.
They must have called it a flop. He clearly got – I like that.
Golden State just got hosed on that.
This is where people who say, well, they couldn't survive in our NBA. Yeah, that wouldn't
But none of the five should expect a national. None of the three should expect a national championship in the next 5 years. That's unrealistic. Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Alabama. Those are the ones that truly and nope, not Georgia till you win one. Those are the ones that truly can expect a national championship. That can be in your goals. Actually, you know what? I'll give it to Georgia. That should be in your goals. If over the next 4 years, Florida finds a way to play in the semifinals. Florida finds a way, like in one of those years where you go to the SEC championship, but Auburn beat Alabama or something like that, and you win the SEC championship. That's cool. Like, do I want a national championship? Sure. But in what world in the next 5 years does Miami or Florida State or Florida win any of them three coming out of their conference to get a national championship? I think you're setting yourself up for the failure if you think that's the goal. That's the barometer that you're going to look for, the measuring stick that you're going to look for in the next 5 years. That's not realistic.
Then why fire people?
Well, there's a difference in going five and seven.
But yeah.
And going
so the goal is to just like I'm whatever. Cool. I have no problems with it.
I got what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying like the Big Three is always gonna talk trash to each other at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if somebody gets beat by Alabama or Clemson, they're supposed to. Now, you probably shouldn't get beat by Clemson like y'all did last year.
No, it shouldn't happen.
Okay, that shouldn't happen.
You got to hope your players don't quit.
Yeah, that's a different story. And like Miami did, what was it, 2 years ago? Was that the one where they kicked the field goal two years ago?
That was – well, 2 consecutive years. Clemson got in that ass 2 years in a row real good.
Like, you need to keep it semi-competitive at least in the third quarter. Like, they don't need to be pulling, like – walk-ons into the game halfway through the third quarter. But if you're – y'all, you don't expect that Florida State's going to play for a national championship the next 5 years, do you?
No. But I do know this. It's – you can't go – again, whatever you say the standard is the standard. I mean, if the goal is to play for second place, then, I mean, that's cool too. Then you just got to –
second place in what? In your conference, in the country, and what?
It ain't for second place. Ain't none of us playing for second place in our
division. That's my point. No, second place in the division, even though Georgia is where they're at in the next 5 years, if Florida doesn't go to an SEC championship game, then that's not acceptable. They need to go to one, at least. They need to win the East once or twice in the next 5 years.
Okay, so that's fair. So, I mean, but like right now with what you've seen at Georgia, do you see that happening?
No, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's definitely going to be tough to do. I don't.
No, I got you. It's not that it's unattainable. You just
right.
think
it's not impossible.
Be tough. I understand. I feel that. So I mean, that's just my. That's just.
Anyway, who do you? What do you think? Okay, what do you think has the more likelihood of happening? Florida going to an SEC championship or Florida State or Miami going to ACC championship?
I think Miami has a much better
because
chance
of the
today,
division
because of the way
in.
They're going. Ask me after this year. And the reason why I say that is because, again, in the trolling that everything is nowadays, we seem to forget that 5 years ago, this is the exact same – well, not outside of having a coach. We beat the dog snot out of what was considered the best Clemson team they had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen.
It does, quickly.
So like, and games get out of hand. So if – and which is very hype, could happen. Clemson – beats the pine tar out of them again. Then I'll be like, all right, dude, this is really far. But you couldn't tell me in 2012, after beating them like that, and then after 2013, the FSU didn't have an insurmountable gap on Clemson. Clemson kept the main thing, and the main thing had some really good, filled some really huge voids, and they kept their recruiting classes the same way. And boom, good things happen. Clemson, I think Dabo does a better job of not just recruiting stars than when Jimbo got lazy. But you have – it's all about good quarterback play. The team that's won the FSU-Clemson game has had better quarterback play. Even when they should have won in 2014. I believe – yeah, 2014 was the year. With Jameis, the only reason they should have won that game is because they had better quarterback play than what FSU had because Jameis was suspended.
Mm-hmm.
But if Jameis was in that game wouldn't have been close.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still talking about in some of those scenarios 6 and 7 years ago. So 2012.
2013 would have been 5 seasons ago, but until you include 2019. That's why I said if we lose 2 consecutive, like that, the blowout, then I'm going to be like, you know what? Whoa.
Yeah.
This
no,
is
I got real. What you're saying. I got what you're saying. I.
But before that, it was really – you can go back and look at – besides last year, you can go back and look at 1 or 2 possessions in that game.
Which you could do in the Florida-Georgia game last year.
Just last year. I agree. I agree
right?
with that.
I mean, that to your point, the year before was an absolute blowout. Now, that was the whole Jim McElwain was getting fired that same day or the next day type deal. But
still the craziest.
But it was an absolute blowout, never close. I want to say it was like 21-0 before you blinked. And last year, going into the fourth quarter, you thought Florida had a chance.
I'll say this, too. They don't went to a bowl game. It would still have been a bad year. If all that stuff doesn't leak out of Florida's camp, and you don't have the credit card scandal, then you don't have – because McElwain – embellished about the death threats, but people were getting to coaches that talking to coaches that shouldn't have been talking to coaches that don't normally get that close. And McElwain messed around and did some things that most coaches wouldn't do. I believe Florida would have been a 7-6 team if McElwain would have coached that entire year. Probably still should have been fired, but it wouldn't have been 4-8.
There's a point in every business and program where you realize you have the wrong guy.
Well,
and you look for the excuse to get rid of
it. And they found it. He gave it to him.
Yeah. Let me grab a phone line. You got your headphones?
Yeah.
Let me grab phone line here. Let's grab Lou. Lou, what's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my phone call. Love the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Denny, I have to totally disagree. I don't think any school in the state of Florida should accept 5 years without a championship on a as one of their goals. 5 years, you got a full term of recruiting. What else do you need? You
define,
have,
but define a championship, Lou. You talking about SEC? You talking about national?
I'm saying national. Even Florida State, where they at right now. Even Florida, Miami. That should not be acceptable. I mean, you have nothing stopping you. You going head up with the other schools as far as recruiting. So why can't you look for a championship in the next five years? I don't care where you at.
Let me ask you something, because you said two different words there, and I'm serious here. I'm asking this genuinely. I didn't say it shouldn't be a goal. It absolutely should be a goal. That's what you led with. But then you said not acceptable. So does that mean that if Dan Mullen doesn't win a national championship in the next 5 years, he should be fired?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should not be. You said that you should not expect the championship. You should expect the championship.
Okay. So if you're a Miami fan, you should expect a national championship in the next 5 years.
Miami is a totally different thing. They got a whole bunch of obstacles. But Florida State and Florida, absolutely not. I mean, I'm a Georgia fan, and I think Kirby Smart, he's under the fire right now. This is unacceptable. But you've had 3 years to get over the hump. To me, I think he's on the hot seat. I mean, that's unacceptable. I mean, what he's doing right now, you got plenty of talent at the state of Georgia. You should have won a championship by now. So for Florida, I mean, you have plenty of talent in that state. You have everything you need as far as the facilities. So why not 5 years, Danny? Come on, man. That's entirely too long.
All right, man. All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Kirby's on the hot seat.
Kirby's not on the hot seat. Everything else, I tend to agree with.
Really, you think it's unacceptable if Florida State does not win a national championship in the next 5 years?
I'm not going to go that far with the win. But if FSU is still – if you're floundering around in the eight wins –
But that's not what he's saying.
No, I got that part. But what I'm saying is if 5 years, if you made this – I also think Florida State's in a little bit different situation. If I fired a coach because whether we believe it was – he got gifted the championship or not. But if I fired a coach because he was getting there. Georgia, actually, not just using that on Florida. Not that, because it's not, that would not be fair. To his defense, Georgia's got to use that same thing on Kirby.
Bro.
If that's the standard that you got, you got rid of Mark Richt, Mark Richt had top five classes. Mark Richt went to SEC championships. Mark Richt won SEC championships.
Mark Richt was there a long time.
Yes.
But he was there a long time. So I think that him and the McElwain thing is two different things.
But McElwain out the – again, I understand.
You wanted McElwain to be the coach at Florida because you're a Florida State
fan.
But
time out. But here's the thing, and this is why I don't give Florida fans any credence on this. Out the gate, we had it on our show. I said he is not the hire that the University of Florida makes.
Mm-hmm.
That is disrespectful to the brand of the University of Florida. You don't go and get an average coach at Colorado State. I was like, you miss. People don't believe it's a – now, granted,
they hit eject on the miss.
I got it. But the problem with the miss is that miss got you to a situation that this coach who is a hit might not get to.
What do you mean?
That miss got the two straight SEC championships.
Let's continue this. We got to take a break. Let's continue this on the other side because there's another text on this, and I want to let you continue. I just don't want to get it to where we got to take two breaks in like 3 minutes. So let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll continue down this road.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
All right, continuing the conversation on The Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the Thin & D Med Spa Studios. We had a caller come on and say that, sorry, I was reading this guy say that JJ sounds like Kawhi Leonard when he laughs. Sorry. We had a caller say, and then somebody's backed it up on the, 1010 XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures. I'll read his in a second. That I said you're being unrealistic if in the next 5 years you expect a national championship out of your team if you're Florida State, or Miami. And they said that's crazy. 5 years is a long time. You should expect a team or a national championship. 566 says, I agree with the caller. Says, bro, you're kind of tripping, Denny. Like, look at the 2010-2013 Clemson FSU seemed unattainable, like you said, until they got Deshaun. Gators weren't natty contenders until they got Tebow.
That's
That's not true at all. Tim actually won one Chris Leak, well, I mean, Tim was a major part of the first one. Tebow was a major part of the first one.
He was?
I mean, he was definitely a big contributor.
I remember the jump pass, but was the jump pass really that, like, forgive me.
Same with FSU and Jameis. He says, dude, a great recruited quarterback will make the whole script flip. See Cam Newton.
That's true.
Okay, yeah. But should you expect that? That's not, like, is it possible is dude, one question. Dude.
Well, no, I'll give you that. Wow, that was really the running production?
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, like, Tebow, I was going to say 358 yards passing is not contributing.
Yeah, no, he was their goal line
but
back.
But 469 yards rushing
how many
and
touchdowns?
Eight touchdowns yeah. is – that's
Yeah, he was their goal line back that year. He had some big touchdowns.
That being said, like, you could have got that. There was another running back that could have done well, yeah, but Tebow was a part of that.
Well, because
of the package.
Yeah, exactly.
With Percy Harvin, in my opinion, is the reason why Florida didn't run off four straight. Because then Percy get hurt his sophomore year when they went
yeah,
with Tebow.
Like ankle sprain or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. when Tebow won the Heisman, but he shouldn't have won it. But I think he should have won it his junior year. I don't think a meaningless stat for a quarterback should win you the Heisman on an 8-5 team. If they were undefeated, like if they would have like one loss, then maybe. But like you broke the single season rushing record as a quarterback, I don't care about that. But that's just my opinion. But Percy Harvin was that dude. And yeah. what he brought to the table, like he could run it, throw whatever he's doing, like that's a lot.
Anyway, back to what we were saying.
But the guy brought up a good. It goes back to my point. Like in somebody a good quarterback, that to me even bigger is a great leader, can do wonders
okay.
for your team.
I don't disagree with anything anybody's saying here, but we're saying something different. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying the callers and the texters. Y'all are saying it can happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. We use the word expect. Like, can you expect something to happen when that guy's not on your campus yet? Can you expect to go recruit the next Heisman Trophy quarterback?
Well, no. If you're using expect, yeah, you can expect. Will it happen is two different things. Expect is predicting. Like, you have to predict that you're going to actually have.
Well, this guy's saying it's possible. He says it's possible. Like, that.
Like,
sure.
To me, I don't expect Florida State to lose 60-0 to Clemson every year, whatever the score that they let up on.
Mm-hmm.
I can expect what happened before that the Clemson-FSU game will be called by a bad penalty or a missed call or missed play. It's more competitive. And when games are competitive, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. Kind of like to what you said with Georgia. There's no reason for me to believe Georgia. I don't think Florida will beat Georgia while Kirby's there, but there's no reason for me to expect that Florida's going to get blown out. There's nothing that's shown me that.
You don't think Florida will beat him the whole time Kirby's there? Is that what you said?
No.
Wow. Can I ask, do you think Florida State will beat Clemson while Dabo's there?
No, because it's not – I think Florida State would – I don't know. Again, it's hard for me to with that. I got to see what Browse actually does. Now, if you ask me right now, I'll say no. Because I like – if Sunshine plays two more years, I know we ain't beating them with – I don't believe we'll beat them with Sunshine there. I don't know about the TJ kid. I got to see.
DJ.
It's DJ, whatever. Yeah. I got to see. I know the Pharrell Monk guy they signed. I don't even know why he went to Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to play.
Right.
You go ahead and hit the portal. In the spring, because you don't bring in a guy like that and he sits.
I guess the point is,
and that's not saying that
in the
Florida's
history
not
of Florida good. Football they've won three national championships. In the history of Florida State football they've won three national championships. Right,
mm-hmm.
three.
Mm-hmm.
So to sit here and say I demand that we win a national championship, it's not going to be a success if we don't. That's kind of crazy. That's
like I think he used the wrong. I think he really said that the expectation should be to compete for championships. That should have been the right word. Now, to step back, one compete and played for. How many has Florida, have they considered that Florida's played for? National championship. I know you lost in Nebraska, the one, and you beat FSU.
Oklahoma and Ohio State.
So FSU has been considered to have played before the Jimbo era in 7. Like, so, I mean, they just lost. Like, you just couldn't win it. So, I mean, but that being said, I mean, I think Florida's not as bad. That's why I was wanting to know, what is the level of expectation? I'll be honest with you. I'll get frustrated. I don't know if I'll be frustrated with Tech, because, again, it's how Tech got here. And if there's somebody that I believe is better and we're floundering, yes, Florida State fans should try to go get a better coach.
I have not trolled on Tag like most Florida fans for two reasons. One is, I've told you this before, for some reason I'm pulling for the guy. I don't know what it is. I'm not pulling for Florida State, but I want to see him succeed. And I'm kind of with you on this. It's like, I got to give the guy another year. Like, if he has the same year next year,
without a doubt.
Or if he's even close.
You'll see my whole tune change. I'm not focused on him as much as I'm focused on Browse right now.
Well,
because Browse wasn't brought in to just make this thing be average. He was brought in for a reason. Gets paid pretty good. As well as you fire, FSU has to do something that they're not, that we've never really had to do. You've got to pay a coach $650,000 who ain't coaching right now. And you bring this guy in for, like, I think $450,000. So you're putting $1 million in your offensive line set.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's some expectations.
Desperation. Desperation will get you to spend some money.
Well, I mean, and again, like you said, you got to know when to hit the eject button.
Yeah.
But I think Jimbo wasn't, I got to go back to this. Jimbo wasn't fired, technically. Jimbo was released because Jimbo was flirting with a job that he had already. Right. Jimbo had taken that job. They just didn't let him finish it out. Mm-hmm. So FSU had to go find a coach. The coach left. Now, when Jimbo Fisher got Bobby fired, I will admit, I was frustrated after year three, because in my head, Bobby could have done that. Bobby could have lost the game that he wasn't supposed to lose to the NC State in 2012.
Right.
Because if we're keeping it all the way funky, FSU in 11, 12, 13, and 14 had enough talent to be able to compete on a national stage with the coach who had been there and didn't have to worry about transition because he had been recruiting all those players. So my level of expectations was a little bit higher.
Right.
So my expectations on Tag, I knew it should have been better. It wasn't. I want to give them 3. But if next year looks a lot like year one, then the seat got to get hot.
Did you have bigger expectations last year or this year? I think you thought they were going to win like 9 games last year.
I think they'll win 8. I think they'll win 9 this year, but it's different. I always said I didn't know about Clemson. I actually put Boston College. Everybody was just like, I thought I was crazy for putting Boston College, and they saw Boston College was good. But I didn't think we were winning a national championship last year anyway. I didn't think we weren't going to a bowl game, but nor did I think we were winning the ACC.
Bro, did you see that one he just hit?
No, Steph. No.
Golden State down by 8.
Somebody's like, this going if they lose, it's going to be if Toronto wins, it's going to be an asterisk.
Why?
Because so many guys are hurt because of the injuries. Like, LeBron wouldn't want it. Nobody gives LeBron a pass.
Well, now, he weren't injured. He's just on crappy teams. But
that team that he played them the first time with no Kyrie? This team got like 4 All-Stars. What do you mean?
Well, what I was wondering is that same person, they put an asterisk by the Jags season with everybody hurt last year?
No.
I think this is a great opportunity for Steph, man. I think this is an opportunity for this dude. Everybody already thinks that he's good, but this is an opportunity for him to be mentioned with the greats of the greats if he can pull this off. He keeps making shots like he just did. Good grief. I saw this thing today I want to get to on the other side. And by the way, 514 hit us up on the text line built by Lifetime Enclosure. Says, you're right, James. I meant to say compete.
I mean, you get the popping off on that text line. You only got so much seconds. Hey, I'm with you, dog. You know, you forget. You get excited.
I saw this graphic earlier today I want to get into for our last segment. It was building the worst possible NFL quarterback. So it took different attributes of quarterbacks in the NFL now.
Oh, I saw that. That was funny.
I want to go through these attributes when we get back. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Wrapping up The Sports Den, Wednesday night edition. Tomorrow's ABC night. You get to ABC on Thursday, so you're ready for the weekend. Saw this meme today, building the worst possible NFL quarterback. And I'm going to read through this, see if there's any that we can think of that may be worse. It says RG3's knees.
Jeez.
Aaron Rodgers' leadership. Eli Manning's arm strength. Is Eli Manning got that bad of an arm?
They say he got a noodle.
Kyler Murray's height. Nate Peterman's decision making. Don't you dare ding that gummit.
Man.
Kirk Cousins' clutchness. Cam Newton's post-game attire.
Nice.
Lamar Jackson's accuracy. Tom Brady's mobility. And should I read the last one?
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers' pullout game.
Only person who doesn't, who's worse than.
Nine dings for nine kids or whatever it is. Yeah. It's seven kids.
Only person in his pullout game worse than Phillip Rivers is DeAndre Francois. DeAndre Francois.
In a different way.
I believe that was his approach to life. You can't tell me DeAndre Francois ain't got 12 kids.
You think he's just. Yeah.
5, 4, 8. RJ had us try to make us do a 3-hour show on Monday, man. We was just sitting here talking. We were like, wait a minute, what time does the show end?
I literally said on air, like, are we going to stop this anytime soon?
Actually, it's got to be on it. We should have cut it. That should be like one of our little promos. What time is the show end? What time y'all want the show to end? Y'all was like, that's you, RJ. You're supposed to... You don't know how we do this. Oh, we got to protect the rookie.
It's a 5-4-8 texted, said RJ ended the show at near 11 on Monday. Country, can you top that?
Real quick question about people at the station. Have you ever read a Hayes article in Hayes' voice? Like, I was reading Hayes' article on Leonard Fournette.
I haven't read that yet. And I heard they got after him.
Like, damn, Hayes.
Like, basically,
you
said,
get 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks. Everybody gets 2 weeks off at the station too. It's he really he had a point, but he went like it was like when there's like, all right, the fire's going good, and Hayes was looking at it like, man, what can I do to make this fire better?
Basically, to summarize, wrote that the Jags should just run Leonard Fournette ragged for the rest of his contract and then just let him go.
Pretty much.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm not going to judge him too much because that's essentially who hasn't thought that wasn't the plan in the beginning. What have I said about Leonard Fournette?
Yeah, but the entire problem is they can't do it if he's not on the field.
He probably knows it's going to happen, so he's saving his body. The crazy thing is if he doesn't and he doesn't stay healthy and the Jaguars let him go, it's just par for the course. He'll go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. I think, voluntary showing up for voluntary workouts doesn't make you any more of a leader than going to church every Sunday. You should go to church every Sunday, and you should go to voluntary workouts. When it's been stated, like it's your thing.
Say what he said and then not come back.
I don't know why he's gone. I just know he doesn't want to be here. I'm going to poke fun at it because it is hilarious, and there are things that you should do it. But man. We have got to stop going over the top with all of this stuff, man. It is if he comes out, because here's what's going to happen. And you know, I love Hayes to death, but I ain't going to forget this.
Uh-huh.
If that man comes out here and runs for 1,500, I don't want to hear one glowing thing.
Oh, no, that's silly.
No, I mean, not saying like over the top, but I'm saying come on. Like we all know what OT, we've got a NFL president a commissioner that has literally come out and said that two of the preseason games are useless when Sports Talk Radio for years has talked about when the players said the preseason games are useless, they complain about how the preseason games aren't useless. So, if, like, we know what OTAs are.
I'm with Hayes on this with Leonard Fournette, though. I got to tell you, I'm with Hayes on this. Like, I'm over Fournette right now.
That's what should be stated. Mm-hmm. Like, at least preface it, because the problem is, and it was, and to Hayes' defense, it was an opinion article, and it was a good opinion article. But we got to understand, when we write, people don't know the difference between opinion and fact anymore. That opinion is literally being taken as fact by people. Just say, I'm over Leonard's stuff. That's the key word. That would have, like, set the precedent of the entire
Because if
thing.
I thought Leonard would come in and play 16 games and have a good year, like I think Jalen's going to, I haven't said a word about Jalen. But I know that's not going to happen.
Right.
And he just said, "I'm gonna rush for 2,000, and I'm not. I don't want to be a piece of the puzzle. I am the puzzle."
Dog, that's not what he said. That's what his. That's what the OC said.
That's what he told his running backs coach.
But that's what the OC said that he's gonna. It's in Hayes' article.
No, the running backs coach said that's what Leonard told him.
But what the OC? It was quoted. Like, it says, like, Leonard's going to be an important piece of the puzzle. Like, I get
and
why
then
Leonard would say
said,
that.
"I don't want to be a piece. Oh, I want to be the puzzle."
Well, like, he's a running back.
Like,
I don't care.
You gotta be here to.
I don't care what he says. He's a running back. The piece of the puzzle is the pediatrician, and as long as the pediatrician is here, that's all that matters.
You gave him a promotion.
Yes.
Oh,
he's doing good. He's been doing good in school.
What was a dentist?
Yes, pediatrician.
All right, I like it. Tomorrow night, Sports Den. Have no idea what we'll talk about. We'll figure something out. If Toronto keeps blowing the doors off Golden State. 14-point game right now.
Beat them light-skinned devils.
Under 2 minutes left to play in the third. Wow. Get home, watch the rest of this. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. It's the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios and presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.